All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm going to cover a subject that I find very reprehensible. And it was a story that just came out in the media in regards to a CPS worker being videotaped telling a 14-year-old girl to basically participate in activities that ladies of the evening participate in for money. And she got fired. It went viral. And there's a big, I shouldn't say it's a huge backlash. It's very little. In my opinion, it should be a lot more. mainly because CPS, for the most part, you know, they have child protection services in their name. But for the most part, they are not really there to support children. They're just there to justify a paycheck. In my travels, I've had probably a good half a dozen soldiers have issues with CPS, and it was really a huge nut roll to unfuck the whole thing. Mainly, CPS, from what I saw them do, they act above and beyond the law. I've heard all kinds of horror stories about them just walking up to your front door, opening your door, walking into your house, and just start, doing shit like that, snooping and pooping, looking for any kind of evidence to take your kids away, and then run you through the fucking gambit getting your kids back. And then, wow, I mean, it's a huge nut roll. Now, in my opinion, it's getting worse, because now we have a, it's twofold, actually. One, there's an aspect of the whole confused poles and holes community that is actively trying to turn pedophilia into another form of sexual expression that is not criminalized. And that is beyond, I just can't fathom how we've allowed our society to get to this location. Oh, man. I don't know. This whole thing is just going to be pissed off, because I got like 2 kids of my own. I mean, they're grown up now. They're doing their own thing, but that was always like a fear in the back of my mind that my now ex-wife would, file a report or some shit against me. And then on top of all of the other crap I had to deal with, i.e., being on active duty, driving back and forth between states to see my kids, I then have to fight for, against CPS. I mean, I was always at fear of that, and I'm glad it never materialized in my life. And a lot of people out there are like, well, you don't abuse your kids, you have nothing to worry about. Well, in a perfect world, yeah. In a perfect world, socialism works, where everyone is totally cool with sharing their hard-earned income and surplus with people who don't fucking want to work. All right. So, let's just go through this, shall we? This is on InfoWars, so you got to bear with me here. I know a lot of people out there are like, well, InfoWars is discredited, and that guy's just a crackpot. And for some things, I would agree with you. But it's really weird how nowadays it seems like a lot of his wazoo off-the-wall predictions are now coming true. But hey, what do I know? All right, but anyway, there is a huge undersection or underpinned problem in the national CPS Child Protective Services racket that we're running. Especially when you have to hire people on quotas, your quality of performance of the people you hire goes way down. I.e., just look at the military now. It is going to shit. That's another subject. I've touched on it several times. Not going to talk about it here. Oh my God. But, and what is it? I remember stories back in the day of kids going into foster care and then just disappearing, never to be seen or heard from again. There's all kinds of kids that go into the foster care system who are basically fast tracked to go right to prison as soon as they turn 18. Especially if you are a male and you're in the foster care system, the minute you turn 18, your funding is cut off. You are on your own. And I knew lots of guys who went into the army or the military simply because they turned 18 in the foster care system and they had nowhere else to go. All right, what do we got here? Let's see. Now, if you look here, this is just a simple Bing search here. We're going, I did child abuse, and you can see here you have listings for virtually every state. Okay, and it basically tells you how to report to abuse and neglect. All right. Now, this is every single state in the union without exception. So, the way it looks is the government is speaking a big game about protecting the children, and then their actions are woefully inadequate. They are radically short. All right, here's the next one here. This is, I did a search here for CPS took my kids. All right. And look at this. There's just pages upon pages of horror stories and instructions on how to get your kids back, how to, fight CPS and all that other stuff. Because, quite frankly, once they show up at your doorstep, even if it is completely fraudulent, they are not leaving unless they find something. Okay, and typically that's going to cost you a decent chunk of change. All right. And again, CPS workers they enjoy that curtain of qualified immunity. Just like everything, all the other individuals in our government who can willfully, take your property, have you in prisons, violate every single right you have, and then get away scot-free because of qualified immunity. Yeah, that's really, it's not going to get any better for these people. And then here's some link. I did a search here for links on how to sue CPS. All right, so we have CPS is basically a tax-funded system that violates your constitutional rights, has unlimited power, and then maybe, just maybe, you have an outside chance of actually suing them for their fun and games that they do. What's this one here? All right, and here's how to fight problems with false accusations. Now, I cover this in administrative violence because, quite frankly, getting the CPS involved while you're going through a custody issue, not necessarily a bad thing for you if you don't have custody of the kid. All right. And it just turns up the pressure more on the custodial parent. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here. If you want Administrative Violence, it's still for sale. Get it and get up to speed. All right, now here are some of the stats here for foster care stats. Here we go. I'm just trying to get to the tables here and see if we can find them. Not here. Okay. What is this one here? Let's see. Here's the median age of a child in foster care, 6.1 years. Okay, and that's 500,000 nationwide. 18 to 38 of foster students who finish high school choose to attend higher education, and most of those are women. There are no programs for men children. Sorry. See, foster kids are suspended and expelled from school 3 times the national average. They're less likely to graduate high school. Okay, between 2 and 10% of foster care alumni have bachelor's degrees. And 20,000 kids a year age out of the system. And 50% of foster children have no earnings within 4 years of aging out. And those who do have an annual income of $7,500. All right. So, what am I trying to tell you guys here? CPS sucks. They need to be curtailed. And quite frankly, there needs to be a system put in place where you can put formal complaints against these CPS workers. And we need to see actual action on this. Otherwise, the system is never going to be trusted and it's never going to get any better. I am glad none of my children had to wind up in that system, because I probably would not be here today if anything bad befell them while they were in that system. But hey, that's just me.